excelled in global business, world sports, or gone on to win international recognition, including 2 Nobel Prizes. But that has not prevented the rest of the world from seeing or describing Pakistan in negative terms. Pakistan ranks behind other comparable nations in several key indicators, especially those relating to human development, and is unable to shed the image of a militarist and militant-infested country. In the global imagination, Pakistan is the country chosen by terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden as his home for the last several years of his life. Pakistan is identified in the West as a country prone to military coups. It is known for its strict blasphemy laws targeting religious minorities, as well as for imprisonment, murder, and lynching of individuals for religious reasons. International media coverage highlights Pakistan's sponsorship of terrorist groups such as Lashkar-e-Tayyiba, which conducted the Mumbai attacks in 2008, the Afghan Taliban, and the Haqqani network that attacks NATO troops and Western civilians in Afghanistan. Other stories on Pakistan relate to restriction on the role of women or the substantial number of economic migrants moving into Europe pretending to be refugees. Western diplomats publicly voice worries about Pakistan's lackadaisical approach to nuclear weapons and its tendency to seek aid with promises that are not kept. In the Arab world, Pakistanis are often referred to contemptuously as muflis, meaning destitute or bankrupt, while Indians and Afghans consider the Pakistani state as an implacable foe. The Pew Global Attitudes surveys for multiple years have shown that a very small percentage of Americans holds a favorable view of Pakistan, while even among the Chinese, generally considered Pakistan's all-weather friend, only 30% say they like Pakistan, the same number as those voicing approval for rival India. A BBC World Service poll found that Pakistan is one of the most unpopular countries in the world, only a rank above the least popular Iran, with only 15% looking upon Pakistan favorably and 55% respondents across the world viewing the country in mainly negative terms. This disapproval manifested in US President Donald Trump's address.